Robbie, good morning to you.
Good morning, boys. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're very well. Now, tell us about Manchester United set to appoint 63-year-old German Ralf Rangnick as interim manager on a six-month contract. Tell us about Ralf.
Well, there's not much I can tell you. I don't know much about him, but he's got a lot of experience. And it sounds a pretty wise move, considering they can't get who they want at the moment. That's obvious what's going on. They want Pochettino, and they can't get him at the moment, so I think it's wise to go and appoint someone of experience who's had nothing to do with the club. I think that's important. In the past, since Sir Alex Ferguson left, they've gone for, if you remember, Ryan Giggs was caretaker. At the moment, we've got Carrick. Solskjaer was a caretaker before he was given the job itself. So they've always gone internally. So I think this sort of wise move.
Robbie, it just shows you how far Man United have fallen, though, hasn't it? Because if you're saying like they can't get who they want, that would have been a dream job that everyone would have fallen over themselves to get.
Oh, look, Laurie, I think they still they still are. I mean, lots of managers want the United job, but it's just about who's available. You know, Pochettino's coaching Paris Saint-Germain without a get-out clause. So, you know, obviously that switch, Zidane going to PSG and Pochettino maybe potentially moving to United just can't happen. But, I mean, licking their lips, managers, to get the United job. And this one coming in as a caretaker, if he does well, they'll give it to him, possibly. So, look, strange times at United. But to be fair, they've been strange times. And I know it was 2013, last time they won the title and the last time Sir Alex was in charge. But it just seems like it's been in turmoil since he left. And in some ways, I think it has been.
How much slack, Robbie, does the new coach get? Like, what with with such a major team like this, do you get a couple of years? Do you get 6 months? How's it work?
Well, he's got 6 months, and if he does well, he might get an extension.
Okay,
but if it just goes, let's say he does average, so not disastrous, not great, they'll probably let him go. And this six-month appointment smells of something they've got already arranged in the pipeline.
Okay.
Maybe Pochettino can leave at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And maybe they get in that way. But, look, it's somewhat strange. But, it's done. And they did get a fantastic win in the Champions League. Away to Villarreal. No one gave them any hope. Ronaldo, again, scored to keep up his record of scoring in every Champions League game this season so far. So that's one bright spot in what has been a pretty bleak month for Manchester United.
Can they turn it around on Monday against Chelsea?
Oh, Chelsea, they demolished Juventus 4-0 in the Champions League yesterday. They're unstoppable at the moment, but you know what? I just got a funny feeling. I don't think United will win at Stamford Bridge, but I think they'll get a draw. And I think there'll be goals in it because Chelsea are scoring for fun. But an interesting stat come up, and this is why I think they might get a draw. United have won on their last three visits. In their last four visits, they've won three times at Chelsea. And Chelsea haven't beaten United for seven Premier League games. So I'm going to go for a draw in what is the match of the round.
Closer to home in the A-League, Luke Bratton, Sydney FC midfielder, out for the season, ACL in the FFA Cup against Sydney Olympic the other night. What does that mean for the Sky Blues?
Well, that's a blow. That's the engine room. So, one game played and an FFA Cup game. That's disastrous news for Sydney FC. He is key in the midfield for Sydney, and for him to be taken out for the whole of the season is a massive blow.
The Matildas tomorrow. Well, they've got a big couple of games. The USA, the back-to-back world champs, tomorrow in Sydney and Tuesday night in Newcastle. I guess the focus really has to be their defence, doesn't it, Robbie, in this next couple of games to really lay a marker down for improvement there heading towards the Asian Cup.
Yeah, and defence has been a problem. I thought Alana Kennedy is key at the back there, the Manchester City player, and a lot of the players playing in England are very, very well known now. Razzo and Caitlin Ford and Steph Catley and, of course, Sam Kerr, who's topping the charts yet again. She's on 9 goals in the FA Women's Premier League. And look, I think for Gustafsson, you know, the record isn't great. You know, over the 14, 15 games or so he's been in charge, they've only won, I think, 3 or 4. So USA aren't at full strength. Nowhere near, in fact. It's a mixture of experienced players and some young up-and-coming players. So I think the Matildas are clear favourites. And with Sam Kerr in such goal-scoring form, I think they're specials to win both these games.
Can you steer me into a couple of winners in the Premier League over the weekend?
Laurie, I can always try and help my son.
What have we got?
Well, I just told you about, I'd stay away from Chelsea United. I've got a feeling that's going to be a draw. Chelsea are favourites. Of that, there is no doubt. But I just think that those recent stats...
$3.90 for a draw. Yeah. Beautiful.
What is it?
$3.90 for a draw.
Yeah, so it's good odds because Chelsea are firm favourites. I think Arsenal specials to beat Newcastle at home. Same for Liverpool at home to Southampton. There's a good start for a potential multi. I've got Norwich, who got a win under their new manager last week. Dean Smith, formerly of Aston Villa, only a week before, actually, got sacked and he picked up the job at Norwich. I got them to draw at home to Wolves. Villa under Steven Gerrard to win at Crystal Palace. Brighton to beat Leeds, who are definitely sliding down the table. I've got a draw between Brentford and Everton. City, there's another one for your multi. I think specials at home, although West Ham did win this morning in their Europa League game. And they're in pretty good form, but they did lose to Wolves last week. So I've got City too strong at home. Leicester to beat Watford. Burnley to lose against Spurs. Conte got his first win for Spurs last week. And as I said, Chelsea United 2-2. I know they're all favourites, but if you're looking for a surefire multi, which of course it doesn't exist, but I'd put Arsenal, Leicester, Liverpool and Manchester City into a multi and see what you come up with. Probably won't be that long, but it might be a nice little learner.
Love it, Robbie. You've made your case. Comprehensive. Thank you.
Good on you, guys. Have a great weekend.